Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Doria Doji is live in Atlanta, Georgia, going from precinct to precinct. We'll hear from her later on in the program. But joining me now are two very sort of precious commodities here in this American democracy. Laura Miller is a new citizen and a first-time voter from Cross Lanes, West Virginia. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Jacqueline Murray is also a new citizen and first-time U.S. voter in Murray, New York. Jacqueline, thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
So I understand not only are you voting for the first time, but you decided to get your citizenship, Laura, after how many years?
23 years.
So 23 years, you're living in the United States, you're just fine. All of a sudden, you decide to get your citizenship and vote. Why?
Well, the last couple elections, definitely I wasn't very satisfied. And also throughout the time, you become more aware of the situation and you keep feeling that you're left out if you don't vote. So I definitely thought, particularly the last election, I thought I have to vote next time. So I really worked on it. And so here I am, and I'm ready to go to vote today.
So, Jacqueline, did you get your idea in 2004?
Did I get my
idea to become a citizen after so many years?
Yeah. I really felt that it was important to participate in this election. So that was one of my primary drivers for becoming a citizen this year.
So how long did it take? And did you tell anyone along the way why you were doing it?
Yeah, I told a few people. I mean, it took me, I've been living in the States now for almost 30 years. And I've never felt the desire until this year, because I really feel that this country needs a new direction, and I wanted to participate in that decision-making process.
So basically, your presence in the electorate and Laura's presence in the electorate is something that is fundamentally different from what was the case in 2004, right?
Yes.
I mean, it could come down to both of you. I mean, you could determine the next president, right?
And that would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. I don't know.
Laura's a little nervous, but Jacqueline says that would be great. I'd be happy to do it. So.
No, I mean, yeah, you never know. You say one vote always counts, so one more is one more.
What do you
exactly think,
if both of you spent 3 decades or a little less in the United States without feeling any need to vote, what changed?
I think having the excitement and the new energy that this campaigning has created, I really feel that people are very inspired, and the issues are so important. This is the worst situation that I think the states have been in quite a long time, and I think that it was just very important to really make a decision and really try to direct some of that change.
I know.
Yeah, I totally
go ahead, Laura.
Agree. Yeah, I was just going to say that I've been feeling like this is a very special moment on the history of the United States. So it just happens to be that I'm here voting. So.
All right. Well, I know I know the answer for both of you is your home country is the United States. But what was your former home country, Laura?
Mexico.
Mexico. And your former home country, Jacqueline?
I was born in London. Yes.
Born in London. Well, new citizens and first-time voters, thanks so much for joining us. Laura Miller is in Cross Lanes, West Virginia, and Jacqueline Murray is in Murray, New York. Thanks.
In Manhattan, actually.
Or in Manhattan. It's all wrong here, what I'm saying. Anyway, thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.